there were a few things that I wasn't keen on, and there were also some things that came to mind whilst navigating the website, and I'd like to look at these three areas in a bit more detail, if I may. Firstly, the things I liked. I think as websites go, I'm a bit of a technophobe, and I found the website very easy to move around and to go back to things like the weighing scales. You didn't have to do it all in a certain order. You could move about very easily. The information was provided in a clear and concise way, and that was good. The video clips I hadn't appreciated were reenactments, but I did feel that actually having a picture there and have somebody speaking the word actually showed a human side of this disease rather than reading text. And I thought actually it might have been nice, given that a diagnosis of early breast cancer is not the death sentence it used to be, that it might actually be nice to have some more videos of patients' experiences post-surgery and post-recovery, just to sort of set it in context, so that although you're approaching the BRESDEC site, because of its very nature, in the darkest days, you've actually got some positive outcomes to look at as well. It was really great to see the post-surgery photographs so that you had an idea of what to expect, and I thought they were really good. In an ideal world, there would be a few more, because obviously you need to cover the whole range of ages and breast shapes and sizes, but that's a very minor detail. The weighing scales Veronica's covered and you've seen on screen, that was all good. Though, as I say, I didn't really rely on it to any extent because my mind was made up. And I think once you've decided that you're going for the lumpectomy, those sort of secondary considerations of body image didn't actually weigh heavily on my mind. Turning to my concern, and I've only got one major...